Emma Luthain's Woman of Another World, I Am With You was originally published in Eugene England and Dennis Clark's anthology Harvest, Contemporary Mormon Poems. Now, the poem doesn't explicitly refer to a mother in heaven, but I think looking at it in terms of Heavenly Mother, of the idea of Heavenly Mother, I think it provides a fruitful reading of the poem. It begins, "You, woman of a different tongue, awaken me." So she's looking for a woman from a different place, from another world, let's say an exalted world, a place that's other than where we are right now. And what's more other than exaltation? And this woman speaks a different tongue. She speaks differently than we do. And so the speaker petitions her, "Please awaken me. Help me to speak to me in the language of light. Help me to learn this language. It flutters between us, but I'm not able to grasp it in my hand. Open my heart to your dailiness, to your daily presence in my life, and to the dailiness of your life wherever you are, this eternal nature of who you are. Open me to that. Help me to see it. Help me to grasp it. Give voice to your fears and celebrations, even as you wonder at mine. Help me to see into your world as you look into and wonder at my life, at the things that I'm doing here." I especially like this in terms of, in the next sentence, the next line, she says, "Your family becomes me." The family that is all around us, the family of the earth, that it becomes me. This is who I am. I'm connected to these people, to your children, to your people. And the substance of what you believe colors my view. The substance of exaltation, it colors my view of the world. This is, and you, through that, you take me on. I become a part of you, and you become a part of me. And so this, I mean, the poem is, it just, in terms of reading it in this way, we could also read it a different way, but I think reading it in terms of a mother in heaven exhibits this, a speaker who's reaching out her hand. Here is my hand to this other woman, this exalted woman. And then when they touch, filled with yours, when we actually can connect with this personage, this being, that our lives pulse with new hope and a fierce longing, this deep, deep longing to let the light that guides us both, that language of light that comes between us, to help that tell me where I need to be, to find inspiration in this relationship between mother and child, between Heavenly Mother, immortal mother and mortal child. And so again, I think that provides a fruitful reading of the poem.